This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ken Rosenthal, bow tie man, who has been baseball's biggest insider for Fox since I was in diapers, talking about how the Skeens trade rumors are out there, and he doesn't see it. He mapped out a way for the Pirates to win with Skeens, but he also doesn't see that. And that's the rub. That's the catch-22. That's the conundrum here. That's the riddle that people are debating and discussing all over social media and on these airwaves. We'll play Greg Brown's comments on this matter in a minute. I do have a little bit of information on what happened Sunday with Skeens after the start. We all saw him on the bench railing in the dugout after the game, staring into the abyss after his first complete game. And my understanding is that he was distraught when the game first ended. And this person's theory was, picture yourself, put yourself in Paul Skeen's shoes. You're an old school guy. You're an old soul. So things like complete games are a big deal to you, even though for the modern pitcher, they're really not. But to Skeens, they matter. And so this is your first one. And it's supposed to be something that you're super proud of and super stoked about, but it happens in a loss. And when it happens that way, this person's theory was that really puts things into perspective on how dire and how really screwed up things are here right now and makes it look like a hopeless situation. But the person also said by the time the media got in there that he either put a very happy face on or had talked himself or someone had talked him into like, hey, you pitched your ass off.
It's not your fault.
This isn't on you. So I don't know what that window is. It's probably like a 15 to 20 minute window.
So somebody gave him the Robin Williams, like, baseball version of it's not your fault.
Or
speech.
He had, like, his own internal Alonzo Mourning on the bench moment where... Like,
I did my part.
Yeah.
Not my fault these guys stink.
Don't like stealing things from the morning show, but they said something else about the Skeens thing that I forgot to bring up yesterday. And I wanted to bring up with you guys here and also get people's reaction to it. 412-928-9370. Crowley said he doesn't feel sorry for Skeens. Do you agree with that?
Nope.
Donnie, do you agree with that?
I do not agree with
that. I don't agree with that either. But here was his logic, or here was his thinking. He said, I can't feel sorry for a guy that's going to make $500 million playing baseball.
Not a guarantee.
And so it's not, but I would expect him to do that, wouldn't you? I'd project him to be the highest paid pitcher in baseball history.
It's going to make it more complicated, but him hurting his arm really has nothing to do with him playing for the Pirates here. It could happen.
But I think even if he hurt his arm once, provided he didn't turn into a different dude after arm surgery, I still think he would get that money.
Okay. Let's keep going with that. Yeah. So yes, I mean, he probably will get the $500 million.
But I think even though Adam did not he did not turn this into the Gettysburg Address. It was like a quick point. It was not something that turned into an hour long discussion. His basic premise was, how can I feel sorry for someone, even if he's on the worst team in baseball, who gets to make that much money playing a sport for a living? And so I don't want to put words in his mouth, even though people accuse me of doing that all the time. Kind of like, this is how I took it. You know, if you're skiing, suck it up. You know, you got people out there that actually have to do hard, labor-intensive jobs here in Pittsburgh. There are a lot worse things than the prospect of making a bajillion dollars while you
toil for the Pirates.
While you toil for the Pirates,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, but that... Okay. I'm a big Crowley fan. Perhaps Crowley's a number one fan in this building.
You've taken credit for him working here several times.
I've taken partial credit for... I feel like I discovered...
Tomlin doesn't have a coaching tree. You have a host tree.
I feel like I have a host tree, yeah.
Do you take credit for Doran, too, because you cultivated and crafted him as a part-timer?
Do you take credit for some of Ryan Clark's major success that you helped get him off the ground?
I take zero.
Okay. Then I can't take any Doran credit.
I take a little bit of credit for Donnie.
So do I. So I think I've got two branches on my hosting tree.
How about Craig going into the
suit world? I don't really want to take credit
for
that. Oh, for the suit world. I was going to say, Craig the host. I don't want to.
By the way, Donnie, do we know where Craig came down on your take yesterday about fans following Paul Skeens from the Pirates to his next port of call? Has Craig weighed in on that at all?
You asking about Craig with the suit jacket on or off?
I don't know what role he was in. I didn't know if you had heard from him either as a boss or as a friend.
Friend Craig, I feel like, has a different opinion than boss
Craig. Has
friend
Craig weighed in on that?
I think the fact that you have to ask suit
about
jacket on or off, I think tells me all I need to know.
Was it Jekyll Hyde? He gave you one answer on that take.
Is he the Harvey Dent of Paul Skeens takes here? Is he Two-Face?
No, I've heard what jacket off thinks, and it may not be the same as
maybe rephrase that first part there, Donnie. Given what we just finished talking
about, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. What did jacket off Craig say about it?
Again, could you stop, please? Could you say suit jacket not on?
Suit
what are we
jacket
doing
not
here?
On.
Yes. Jacketless Craig.
By the way, Doran told me that Belichick could not tell it was happening. So it's not like Belichick saw it and chose to ignore it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, once the show is over, you can rewind back to the previous segment and hear it at the end of the debrief. But anyways, back to Craig.
Non-businessman Craig.
Yep. Friend Craig, as we call him.
The Craig that... Yes.
Friend Craig. I just think friend Craig is easy.
Talking to Craig over beers.
Craig that used to host Pirates pre- and post-game shows and
such. Oh, and
such,
he was
and
electrifying.
Host Bucko Talk.
Degenerate Craig.
Yeah, like Utah Valley basketball games, he's betting on
them. NJIT Craig.
He can't even find it on TV. He's doing a radio-only stream.
That's right.
He would do that.
He doesn't think what I said yesterday is very far-fetched.
Okay.
That doesn't surprise me from
Did
Craig.
Did it make you feel like if Craig could get away with it, he might follow Paul Skeens to his
like
next
quietly,
team?
Quietly, you know.
That yes. He might buy his son Benjamin a Paul Skeens.
Do you think yes. Craig jersey owns a Washington Wizards MJ jersey?
Oh, I think he did back in the day.
So that he followed MJ because he's an MJ guy. So I think that tells you all you need to know about friend Craig. I'll just say about Crowley's take, and I'm a big Crowley fan. That's where we got lost down this rabbit hole. I don't think it's like that. That kind of does not excite me as logic for why you don't feel bad for Paul Skeens. We all know that guys like Skeens are going to make a gajillion dollars playing a child's game. Like when you talk about, do you feel bad for Paul Skeens? It is very much in like this weird self-contained bubble where our careers exist. Do I feel bad for any player who's made a lot of money in professional sports as long as they've not been maimed or injured? No, not actually feeling bad for them if they haven't suffered some personal tragedy.
Yes, everything.
But this is against his logic is outside logic. It's like saying, well, we'll never see $500 million. Okay, fine. Like, can I feel bad though for Paul Skeens? In baseball terms, that the best pitcher, I think, in the sport is right now in baseball Siberia?
I would agree with you, because by that way of looking at it, you'd always disagree with a player who was in a contract dispute with a team, because you'd say, oh my God, like he's arguing over
nickels and dimes.
$50 million compared to $52
right.
million. Dollars.
Right.
He should be lucky. He should be thankful that he even gets to play a sport for millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't like use that.
It's like dirty pool
here.
In my opinion.
I just think it's a apples to oranges argument. We're talking about within the context of he is a great player on a really bad baseball team right now, a historically bad offense, and he's the pitcher, and he just had what happened for his first complete game happen. He lost the game, lost the decision. Do you feel bad for that player? Yes. Yes, I do. The guy I think desperately wants to win has done his part in a big way so far this year. The team is, what, now 3-7 when he starts baseball games?
Mm-hmm.
He personally is 3-5 with an ERA hovering around 2.35, 2.4. He just absolutely, like, wiped out the Phillies lineup. Yes, I feel bad for that guy. I do. If there was any equivalent, think about, give me a player from the NFL. Like a running back. Did I feel bad for Barry Sanders post-1991
on
the Lions? Yes, I did. He was with the all-time
F-up
franchise.
I feel that way about Mike Trout.
How about Calvin Johnson, too, for the Lions?
I mean, Mike Trout's one of the highest paid players in baseball history, but I think it sucks that he's been on those Angels teams all those years. Look, I mean, I as a fan of sport, I hate to see really talented people who aren't a-holes. I mean, there's all kinds. The a-holes that are really talented, I root against. And that's my own subjective definition of who I think those guys are. The people that I deem talented and worth rooting for, I hate when guys don't reach their potential for things that are outside of their control. And so
the team around them.
Yeah.
The extraneous
maybe,
things.
Maybe it's like things. Maybe they get hit with the injury bug real bad and they never realize their potential. Like, that kind of breaks my sports heart. And so that's how I feel about Paul Skeens. I absolutely feel sorry for him and feel bad for him. And here's why. Is because the Pirates have made me so pessimistic about their future that I don't see it getting better. It's only year two. They have four more years with him. But unless this GM gets blown out and the owner makes a good decision on who he's going to hire next, I don't see it ending well for him here. I don't see any happy ending. So that's why it makes me sad. That's why I feel sorry for him. You know, I also heard Joe, and I love the show Starkey does. I heard Joe, I think, pushing back on the stuff that Donnie talked about yesterday and the stuff that McAfee ran with. And Joe will absolutely correct me if I got this wrong, and that's his right. I think Joe said today that he didn't actually believe that there were Pirates fans who would root for or want Paul Skeens traded. Like fans out there who had the opinion
care more
of,
about Skeens and don't want to see the team have him anymore.
Well,
they're angry.
The way I thought he presented it was he didn't actually believe that there were fans that like really truly believed that they want him traded so he like gets out of jail, if you will.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like so many people circle his starts and buy his jerseys. Why would you actually root for him to go play for another team?
Mm-hmm. Well, wait. That isn't quite the same thing.
No, it's not quite the same thing. I agree with you. It's in the same category.
Yeah, but I didn't say, I am really rooting for him to actually get traded. We all just know it's going to happen
right.
at some point.
No, but I actually do think there are people that feel that way. Like, I disagree with him on that. I think there are people that label themselves as Pittsburgh sports fans who are no longer fans of the Pirates who used to be but aren't currently because they're so ticked off at the team who do wish him that do want to see him get traded to another team so he can win so he doesn't
under
have to
Shawshank
put up with this
doctrine.
Yes.
The old that you know some birds' feathers are too bright or whatever.
I think
colorful.
There are some Penguins fans at this point who are like, you know what? If Sidney Crosby wanted to go play for a team that's not the Penguins and take another stab at the Stanley Cup, I would be cool with that even though I get great joy over watching him play. I do think that there are people that think that way. Now, you know, you could say that they're, you know, you can call BS on it, but I personally don't. I'd rather watch him pitch for this team and be able to drive 20 minutes down the road to watch him pitch than just put him on a TV and dial him in from, you know, 1,500 miles away. But I do think that there are people that are so scorned and so scarred by the Pirates that are like, yeah,
I think that's
he doesn't.
It, I think boiled down
he deserves
to a sentence,
better.
I think boiled down to a sentence, it's or two sentences. It's this: he deserves better, and they don't deserve nice things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.